Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Yeah.
What are we doing today, Francis?
Bonus!
You found it.
I did it.
Improv. Joe, can we get a suggestion, please?
Your suggestion is infatuation.
Ooh.
I've been heavily infatuated.
It's fun. It's a fun feeling.
It gives you a rush when you like, when there's moments of like you're around them or like something could happen maybe.
Mm.
But all the other time it's a horrible feeling. I felt.
You don't like the kind of like the thrill or the excitement of being like, I don't know. There's someone that I like. And
to an extent, but like, okay, how close do you think infatuation is to obsession?
Obsession I think is farther along than infatuation. Infatuation I feel like is like a heavy crush.
What about limerence?
Wait, what?
Limerence?
What is that?
It's like a all-consuming infatuation.
That sounds exhausting. I don't want to be all consumed, but you know,
a little consumed.
Yeah, nothing consumed.
Yeah, the like excitement of like, hey, I'm gonna see this person, so I'm gonna like dress a little nicer, and like you kind of like overanalyze like interactions that you had, and
What does this mean?
Well, that doesn't sound fun.
Well, I mean,
we all do
like,
with our
not,
girl pals.
Not like in like, in a bad way, but like, was that a little flirty?
Oh, here's what he said. And they're like, oh, why would he say that if he wasn't also interested?
Exactly.
Can you pass the salt? Like,
I know.
Clear as day signal.
I know.
Oh my God, he thinks you're an element.
Salt is that movie with Angelina Jolie and she's hot. And so he said, I was like, can pass the salt is like code for like, can you be like Angelina? You're serving Angelina.
He wants to be chlorine and he wants you to be sodium.
Nice. You're so smart.
Thanks. Took a class at the community college.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fun. I miss
that. It is fun for, I agree. I used to have fun being like, it's going to happen. And but then like when it didn't happen and it went on for a long time, it's taken me a long time for like me to burn out on like interests.
Oh.
And then it's like.
Yeah. The key is to be able to like quickly get over someone where you're just like, you know, I'm over it. Never mind. This is, what was I thinking?
Do you by any chance have a broken down porch and 25 cats?
Yeah.
And now, improv.
Regina!
What?
Oh my God, I'm sweating. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Tell me.
Oh my
what
God.
Happened.
I saw Brad.
Eek! Oh, you didn't make that noise in front of him, did you?
Of course I did. I saw him and you're not going to believe what he said.
What? Chloe, tell me.
Oh my God. He said, tell Chloe I said hi. Wait, am I Chloe?
You're Chloe.
Oh my God. Why did he say that?
Brad, geez, get so discombobulated.
Oh my God. He was being meta. He wants me to add him on Facebook.
Wait. He called you. He told you to tell Chloe I said hi?
Yes.
Does he think maybe that I'm Chloe and that you're Regina?
No, I think my thing makes more sense. He was being meta. Meta owns Facebook. He wants me to add him on Facebook.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
Okay, well, I guess that's a pretty clear signal.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Try not to get your feelings too hurt, Rajesh, because I know that you like spending time with me. And girl, I do too. It's just, I know that I'm probably going to have a boyfriend soon.
Oh, and you're going to start spending all your time with Brad?
Not because I want to, because I have to.
Why? Why do you have to?
Brad just seems like the kind of guy that doesn't like to have someone in the back seat, you know?
Well, that's fine, but I mean, you could also just not spend as much time with him, right?
You're right. We'll see.
Okay.
Oh God, this is so exciting. So exciting to be chosen.
Cut to the next day. Did Brad add you back?
No.
Oh my God.
But I ran into him. at the laundromat.
Oh.
And guess what he said?
What?
He said, tell your friend Chloe, I think she's hot.
Oh, okay.
I know. But it's like, what is this cat and mouse thing, Brad?
Wait.
Ask me out already.
Are you sure? Are you sure he doesn't think that I'm Chloe?
Oh, yeah. He just for sure seems like the kind of guy who knows who's who. You know?
But he doesn't make any other advances at you other than that?
He's a gentleman. I'm telling you. He was raised LDS.
Okay. But he's not there anymore?
No.
Okay. All right. I guess you win, I guess. I mean, we both had crushes on Brad.
Oh, you did?
Well, a little bit.
I mentioned that.
He's so handsome. It's fine.
You did say that a few times.
It's fine.
Okay. Oh, your feelings aren't hurted, are they?
No. It's fine. What else are you going to do now to try and get him?
Well, I figured I'd put on a super conservative outfit that hides all my goodies because then he's just going to go through the roof with lust and longing. I don't know if you know that that's the trick to getting a man. Put it all away.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just keep my stuff out as per usual so as to not steal your thunder.
Thanks. Yeah, just...
All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to see Brad tomorrow.
I know. Tomorrow's the big day. I can just feel it.
Okay. I guess I'll make sure I dress extra slutty so that he doesn't go through the roof with me.
Thank you.
And then he just sees you in a cocoon.
Yeah.
In your cocoon.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. You're a good friend.
Yeah. Cut to the next day. Wow, this is a good... Tommy has a nice house. I'm glad he invited us for his housewarming. I'm sorry. Is this top too revealing? It's really just a bra. I didn't want to steal your thunder.
Can I make one suggestion?
Sure. I can't. Wait, is that you or is that the couch? I just see a lot of brocade.
Oh, you're sweet. You're sweet.
Oh, you're moving.
Here I am.
Okay. Oh, there you
are.
Oh, yep. Thank you. Thank you. Yep. You got to keep moving so I remember which one's you and which one's the couch.
I'm sorry, I brought these flashing lights.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. I think you look good.
Thanks.
I think one boob out would be better.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Put out the right one. It's the bigger one.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Here's our big moment.
Oh, here comes Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hey.
Hey, Chloe.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Wait.
Did you mean me, Chloe?
What? Yo, half naked girl. Why did that couch just talk?
That couch is Chloe.
It's me.
What?
Wait, who are you saying hi to?
I was saying hi to you, Chloe.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I was more so saying hi to the lefty over there, staring right at me.
What's going on?
It's blinking. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Chloe,
my
I'm so sorry.
The world is falling apart.
Oh.
Listen, Chloe, why don't we pop a squat on this couch that's right here?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is it a water couch? Oh, it's wriggling.
Chloe, don't feel good.
Yeah. I guess I can't believe you chose me over actual Chloe.
Of course I chose you, fake Chloe. I mean, you got your boob out. It's driving me crazy with lust.
Oh, I didn't think that men liked that. I thought they liked the bits covered.
No, I like one bit out, one bit in bra. You know me, I'm a red-blooded American man.
Oh my God. Hang on just 1 second. I need to talk to the couch real quick.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Chloe.
What are you doing out there?
I'm sorry, he wants me.
Why are you with Brad? You know how I feel about him. This is supposed to be a love seat.
Well, we are going to make love on it.
Bitch.
See.